I'm Ethan Osborne, and I was an artist.
Okay.
I'm Catherine Clement, and I was also an artist on the film.
I'm Aiden Anders, and I was an editor.
I'm Callan Harrison. I was head animator / writer.
This short film, this animated film, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight, it reminded me a lot of early 20th century animation. Did you look towards the earlier 20th century in terms of inspiration? What led y'all to work in this medium?
We were inspired originally by, I think it was the 1955 Hansel and Gretel. It was same concept. It was 2D paper cut puppets, and it's a 10-minute film, I believe, about the story of Hansel and Gretel. We were also inspired by, there was a French short film called Prince and Princesses. We watched those in class, and we figured, oh, that looks really cool. We should try to do something like that. So then we started collaborating.
And yet in the picture itself, even though it's 2D, there does seem to be some sort of depth because of the subtle color changes that happen on some of the characters as well. Yes.
We decided that to make it more interesting and to actually make the figures kind of pop forward is we would dye. It wasn't tissue paper, but it was a material like tissue paper that we dyed with colors. And they put a light box behind it and lit it up, and so it really made the black figures pop and add more depth.
Let me ask exactly how it works, too, in terms of the paper animation, because we have hand-drawn animation that people know about. People know about computer animation and how that gets done. And thanks to Wallace and Gromit and continuing claymation animation, people know that you can use plasticine figures in order to create the illusion of movement. But here we're talking with paper cutouts. Did you have separate cutouts for each frame, or did you have a main cutout with hinges on the actual paper in order to make it move? How does it work?
Every figure that was used in the film was a puppet that the artists sewed together each joint, so it had each puppet had movable appendages.
Is it trial and error? How do you determine the speed and at which things go and doing that?
Well, I'm not positive how they determine the speed, but for the artist in sewing the joints, you had to first draw your figure, and then you had to draw the joints and like where it would overlap. But you had to be careful that if it moved, you didn't want anything sticking out of the wrong direction. And so that was kind of difficult, and we had to work around that. And originally, we thought it would take us a month or so, but it ended up taking us like 3 months. But it was worth it.
You said you thought it would take about a month or so. Is this when you went to your teacher, Mr. Underwood, and kind of said, well, we budgeted this amount of time for it? What happens when it starts to go, quote-unquote, over budget? I mean,
well, for the artist, we were assigned, like, draw your characters and the scenery and get that all down. In about a month, it'll take you about a month. And then it ended up taking 3 months, and then we gave all our stuff to animation. And they said they'd have it done by this date, and then it just kept getting pushed back. But we got to see, like, little five-second snippets, and that was probably the highlights of in between that process was because you kind of slowly forget about it, but then you see this snippet and you're like, oh yeah, I did that. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So the story itself, tell me about how you, how you came to this little short story that is presented here. Some humor in it as well.
Well, in sophomore English, we read Sir Gawain, and we basically took the story and condensed it down into something that was more digestible, I guess, more entertaining. We bumped up the violence a bit, I would say. And we made it a little bit of a farce, but not completely so. We made it enjoyable yet true to the original work.
Mm-hmm. When you had the completed film, when you saw it, what was your, because you mentioned only seeing just a few seconds and saying, wow, I did that. But when you saw the completed film and the completed picture, what were your first thoughts?
We did it. We finished it. Finally.
I mean, is it something where you've watched it so many times, especially with something like animation where you have to look at it over and over again and try and try and try? Or were you able to step back and look at it narratively and see, oh, it really works?
I was particularly tired of it by the time it came through. I never wanted to see it again after having spent a year or so working through it.
I think the artists are a little different than the animators with viewing it over and over again, because they're just amazed by all the little joints that we did, everything, every little movement that they put within the piece to make the arrows fly, and it was just amazing to us. And I think every time we see it, we see something like else that amazes us.
Good, good. And then when you found out that, I mean, this was going to be going to pretty much the most prestigious film festival in Texas, you know, what are your thoughts?
Well, we were all definitely excited. And I think a lot of us actually had a good feeling about how it would do in contests and whatnot, just because it was so original. Hadn't really seen any other high school program put together an animation piece like that.
Yeah, the style itself is very fresh. It's an old style, but it becomes new again, you know, because of this. So, what were y'all's reactions and getting into the fest?
I was very thrilled and very excited. It was definitely rewarding to have a whole year worth of our film lives finally, like, pay off and be worth something and finally be out there for people to actually enjoy and see, and it was going to reach so many different people.
That's what's exciting about this program, is that you're going to be showing the film to people who are not necessarily your friends and parents, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like it's, you know, I think we took it to the next level. It's not just something that can be enjoyed in our own little world and appreciated for the work we put into it, but appreciated for the artistic value it has.